Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Plumbing. Joe Choate started Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing 60 years ago in 1958 with the mission to be honest, fair, and trustworthy to each customer, to do every job like it were his very own. Now his grandsons, Saul and Brian Choate, run the company with the same morals that their dad and grandfather instilled in them. To celebrate our 60th anniversary, Choate's would like to offer a $60 tune-up special to all our heating, air conditioning, and plumbing customers. We are also offering a 60-month, no-interest financing on select Carrier HVAC systems and new water heater installations starting at just $60 a month. Call 755-4797 today to take advantage of our 60th anniversary specials. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interviews. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops there on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you gentlemen, what you're about to witness is no illusion. And now we got the bass banging from here to Buckingham Palace. They're all moving. Hey Simon, working them up, turning them psycho. Everybody rock, let's bring the house down. To rubble and dust, this will be pushing it up. Somebody say you better.
Yeah, so the problem is, so Gary, yeah, so Gary, because Gary was in New York, the board has not been switched over.
So you want me to say hello again?
I want you to say hello into this mic.
Gosh.
There we go.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen. There we are, ladies and gentlemen. Can we start this again?
Yeah, let's try this one more time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you call take two. Go ahead.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interviews. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen.
gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker.
Morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. For the very first time. This is it. This is a very happy Thursday. Let me be the very first person to wish you a happy Thursday. Twice. Listen, things happen. And if we can blame him on Gary Parrish, so much the better.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was that Gary Parrish was in New York,
mm-hmm.
and so therefore...
The board was not set properly.
The board
properly.
Was switched to our special New York setting as opposed to our Memphis setting,
mm-hmm.
and here we go. It will not stop us, however, from having a dramatically fantastic show starring Randy Cross, who member of the College Football Hall of Fame, college football analyst for CBS Sports. Honestly, we'll talk to him a little bit about college football, a little bit about pro football. We'll do all of that at 10:01, roughly 10 o'clock. Chris Harrington will join us. I've learned something shocking about Chris Harrington on Twitter. The question was asked by that Twitter presence, Matt Herdlicka, I believe, asked this question. What food does everybody like that you don't get, that you don't like? What food does everybody like and you not like? And so, Jeffrey, what is the answer to that for you? What food does everybody like and you not like?
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you, Chris Harrington, okay. It was at least, I don't know if this was, Chris Harrington jumped on this answer, and it was any kind of a tuna salad, chicken salad, anything with basically gloppy mayonnaise built into the structure of the thing.
Yeah.
Is something that people like that he doesn't
I just
like.
Don't know. I can't stand onions in any form.
I don't think that's something that okay. people like. If we're talking about everybody likes pizza, I don't like pizza. A lot of people don't like onions. Don't you think? They're kind of a strong thing. Anyway, this is shocking to me. I don't know why anyone wouldn't want to like a delicious chicken salad. Indeed, I was at the Chicken Salad Chick just mm-hmm. the other day for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you go in there, you have to say
Poplar and Perkins for those.
Do
that
I feel
noticed.
Masculine enough mm-hmm. to go into a chicken salad, a place that's called Chicken Salad mm-hmm. Chick, right?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
And I did feel sufficiently masculine, mm-hmm. and I ordered chicken salad, and I love chicken. I love all that stuff. But Chris Harrington does not, for some reason that we will try to get to the bottom of. Doc Holliday is going to join us after that. Sports director for Local 24. We talked to him about all kinds of things. We talked to him about Penny Hardaway. He had a very different opinion on David Moore than I did, I believe. Don't you think that's true? Did you not hear tell of that, that Doc Holliday was much more critical of the transfer?
I think that's probably fair.
And he's a former player for the University of Memphis football team. In addition, a destroying presence on the battle ball field
mm-hmm.
at the Grizzlies halftime show. So mm-hmm. Doc Holliday is going to join us, and he's got some high school stuff he's doing this weekend he wants to talk about as well, as high school football is firmly underway. So Randy Cross, Chris Harrington, Doc Holliday here on a Thursday. That is the lineup. The issue of the day, of course, is Urban Meyer. And listen, as you all know, one thing I hesitate to do, because it can get to be repetitive, unseemly, and I feels like I could be doing it every third, fourth day, is telling you I was right
mm-hmm.
about something.
Yeah.
And so it pains me. I can hear
the anguish in your voice.
It's something I rarely ever do. But occasionally I feel the need to point it out. And in this case, it's for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, Jeffrey, when the news broke about Urban Meyer,
mm-hmm.
when Brett McMurphy broke the news about the domestic violence.
Yep.
And about the fact that Urban Meyer lied about the domestic violence at Big Ten Media Days,
yep.
and that he'd been harboring an abuser on his staff.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that story broke in the midst of this show.
Mm-hmm.
And so it required, couldn't give it a lot of thought, couldn't cogitate on it, couldn't reflect on the various mm-hmm. possibilities and the pros and cons.
Yep.
I simply went, drew on my many, many, many years of experience and my understanding in the world of college football from these 23 years covering it here in Memphis and years in Miami and Alabama before that. And I pronounced on that day that Urban Meyer would not lose his job.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, who, let's be honest, knows a lot more about college football in many ways than I do. Like, he knows the names of the players.
Like, it's a great start.
He knows the names of the players and who's actually going to be good this year and that kind of thing. We had a slight disagreement because you said he would lose his job. And indeed, we even had a wager.
Yep.
We even had a wager on it. We wagered. I said he would not lose his job. You said he would lose his job. And the loser was to pay $25 to a some sort of a charity that that comes to the defense of women who are abused.
Yes.
So Jeffrey will be paying $25 to any charity of his choice, and I will match it with my own $25 to whatever charity Jeffrey chooses. And it is. Let's be clear about a few things. The reason that I knew that he wouldn't lose his job is that he's an awesome coach. And sadly, in college university settings, the tail wags the dog. Period. The end. The tail wags the dog. What happened? Let me ask you this. What happened in Louisville when there was a basketball team that had strippers as part of the recruiting process in the dorms, indeed had players who didn't necessarily even want to go with the strippers, who were almost on visits, who were shamed into going off into another room with a stripper to engage in sex acts. This was happening on campus in the dorms, and yet there was a Hall of Fame. Did he lose his job?
He didn't. Louisville's a little scummier, though.
Did not lose. I don't think the evidence seems to be to the contrary.
Well, let me phrase it. At the time we made the wager.
You felt like Louisville
correct.
Was scummier.
Exactly. They had their two coaches at the time were Rick Pitino and Bobby Petrino.
If this exact scenario had played out, and I'm not going to absolve anyone here. If this exact scenario if had played out at the University of Memphis and with John Calipari and his hate and his zenith, right? John Calipari hadn't won a national championship here.
Correct.
Like Urban Meyer, but same kind of thing. Exact same scenario had played out here with John Calipari at his zenith. Do you think there's any chance John Calipari would have lost a job?
Nah.
None. Zero. This isn't Ohio. This is a disgraceful, disgraceful day for Ohio State because you're exactly right. They were able to say, hey, look at Jim Tressel. Look at Woody Hayes. We have principles. They once said those things. And so it is a disgraceful day for Ohio State, but I'm not pretending that there's not. You think Nick Saban? You think this came up at Alabama? You don't think Nick Saban would keep his job? There are.
Oh
certain,
yeah, no, I think he would. I also don't think this would happen under Nick Saban. I think Urban Meyer.
I absolutely agree with that. Yeah. And I don't think it would happen under John Calipari.
Yeah, I agree. Yes, your premise.
The fact that it happened is just unbelievably astonishing. When you look at the array of things that happened that Zach Smith engaged in, the 2009 domestic violence incident, the 2015 domestic violence incident, the taking pictures of his weenie at the White House, the ordering sex toys to the football office, the engaging in sex at the football office with an employee, the DUI that he got, the fact that he was a, by all accounts, a miserable employee who would show up for work for practice, the fact that he went to a strip joint with high school coaches in Florida, that he went to, all of this sort of came out yesterday. The guy is just scum of the earth. And was protected by Urban Meyer and kept on by Urban Meyer. So what to say about it beyond the fact that this is not unique? Lots of coaches would lose their job. Any mediocre coach would lose their job. Any bad coach would lose their job really fast. And a lot of pretty good coaches would lose their job. I think the only people under these circumstances who would actually keep their job are coaches who you just feel like it's totally worth taking the integrity of the university and throwing it in the trash for, either because you believe that's how good they are or because the fan base is so whipped up into a frenzy, the boosters, that you can't do anything else.
What do you think about, for instance, say this happens under Dabo, and much of Dabo's success is predicated on the fact that we, in general, it appears he's a decent man.
Dabo keeps his job. Dabo keeps his job. Dabo does fall under the... But you're exactly right. This is in some ways unfair to these coaches because these things wouldn't happen.
Exactly.
Necessarily. I don't believe that these things would,
but I get, yes.
Would happen under Dabo. A few things to say about this real quick. One is a three-game suspension is nothing. A three-game suspension is nothing. And by the way, for two of those games, he can actually coach during the week.
Yeah, I know. It's just a crying shame right now that Urban can't be with his team.
So it's nothing. I actually think a year-long suspension would have been something. If you'd been suspended for a year, that would have been something.
See, I'm in the minority yesterday. I think the reason it took so long and the reason why they were deliberating for so long is I think there were several people in that room.
I'm not disagreeing. Yeah. I think there were people who wanted to fire him. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying what the bottom line is. And the bottom line is he got a three-game suspension, and a three-game suspension is absolutely nothing. The other thing I wanted to say is that in order to do this, you had to the logical twists and turns that Ohio State had to make were truly astounding. They said, for example, they concluded that they could not definitely say he lied at the media days. I said that in the report. Cannot say he deliberately lied at the media days. That's what the report says. Report also says this, however, cannot logically square Coach Meyer's responses on Big Ten media days with his knowledge of the 2015 events and his extensive knowledge of those events. So if you can't square his responses with his knowledge of the events, how in the world can you not say he deliberately lied? Of course he deliberately lied. The other thing that was truly astounding here was that it turns out that as soon as the Brett McMurphy story broke, here's what Urban Meyer did. He went and asked folks, how do I change my phone so that it only saves texts that are a year old? And that is in the report. Now, they can't definitively say that he deleted all texts before that. They cannot definitively say that he deleted all texts before that. But they can definitively say that immediately in the wake of this report, he went out and he asked, how do I switch my phone so it only saves texts? Does that to you sound like it? Does that, Jeffrey, to you sound like an innocent man?
No, that does not.
Doesn't sound like an innocent man to me. But truly, I think maybe the most disgraceful thing that happened yesterday was when Urban Meyer was asked about Courtney Smith and what he had to say to Courtney Smith. Remember, we have photos. We have texts from Urban's wife saying how she was scared on behalf of Courtney Smith. And we know all that. Now, Urban can say he didn't know all that then. He can't say he didn't know all that now. He can say he didn't know all that then, which I don't believe, but he can't say he, because he got rid of his text, but he can't say he didn't know it now. Now he knows. Now he knows. And so given the chance to address Courtney Smith, this is what he said.
What message do you have for Courtney Smith?
Well, I have a message for everyone involved in this. I'm sorry that we're in this situation.
But no, the question was, what do you have message for Courtney Smith?
What message do you have for Courtney Smith?
Well, I have a message for everyone involved in this. I'm sorry that we're in this situation.
I believe the question was about Courtney Smith.
What message do you have for Courtney Smith?
Well, I have a message for everyone involved in this. I'm sorry that we're in this situation.
Asked about a woman who was abused by her husband. Asked about a woman who was the subject of real concern by Urban Meyer's own wife about her safety at the hands of her husband. Asked what he can say to that woman, given that he harbored and employed that man for years and years and years. Urban Meyer's response was, I'm sorry we're in this situation. I'm sorry I'm in this situation. I'm sorry that Ohio State is in this situation. It wasn't anything about Courtney Smith. And he is capable of apologizing. I know the man is capable of apologizing because he did apologize yesterday. I'll tell you to who.
I want to apologize to Buckeye Nation.
I don't think he said Courtney Smith. He said,
I want to apologize to Buckeye Nation.
Buckeye Nation gets an apology. Very clear apology. Courtney Smith gets, I'm sorry, we're in this situation. That's what she gets. And then the Zach Smith's lawyer puts out maybe the most despicable statement of the entire thing, saying that Courtney Smith married the wrong, that Zach Smith married the wrong woman. Basically just
victim shaming, blame
the woman, victim shaming. This was a disgraceful day for college football, but it was, I hate to say this, exactly what you would expect of college football. The part of this that I take some solace in is Urban Meyer's reputation is trashed. Don't you believe that?
Yes. I think last night was about as bad of a look as he could have possibly had last night. I think there were some people that maybe were willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. And I think last night, I watched the tides turn on him last night. And I am curious to know if it's over. Because remember, they did the press conference with Jim Tressel announcing a 2-game suspension, and they handled the press conference poorly, and then people started digging and digging and digging.
It will not surprise me if in a year from now or 2 years from now, we find this thing, this was the beginning of the end. And partly it is this. If he beats Michigan and wins the Big Ten and goes to the playoff this year, what's going to be the message? The message is not going to be, look at that, Urban Meyer, what a great coach. The message is, was it worth it? Trashing your reputation. Look at that. A tainted title. And that will be so every single accomplishment for the rest of his career. It will be, is Ohio State willing to have paid the price to have trashed its integrity, to have trashed its reputation as a university for this prize that they just won? It will be, even if they hold up a trophy at the end of the year, it will be, all the stories will be, was it worth it, Ohio State? Is that trophy worth trashing the reputation of your university? And I won't be surprised. I think you're exactly right, Jeffrey. I won't be surprised whether something comes out or not. I wouldn't be surprised if in a year he's gone with from exhaustion again.
Ah, yeah. That got to spend more time with that family.
Got to spend more time with the family, yeah. Or something like that. Just a disgraceful day. But again, it's not. This is the world we live in. And we decide on all kinds of places that transgressions and miserable behavior, and it doesn't matter. If you decide to like a guy, and those Ohio State fans have just decided to like a guy, you put up with anything. We're going to take a break. When we come back, talk to Randy Cross. Jeff Cockett, Joe, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Before I was Queen Latifah, it was always my parents' dream for me to go to college. And to this day, one of my biggest regrets is that I never finished. I'm sure they would have traded any of my walks down the red carpet to see me walk in a cap and gown. My mom always told me education is the key to unlocking your dreams. That's the kind of belief Strayer has in each and every student. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. And that's what makes every class, every exam, all the hard work, and every diploma more rewarding. It makes us all proud. I tell every Strayer student I meet the same thing. Life has its peaks and valleys. It's all about how you handle yourself through those valleys. It doesn't matter how long you've been out of school. or if you're the first in your family to go to college, if you took time off to raise your kids, or if you're in one career but hear another calling, get started. You can. Let's get it together at Strayer University. Go to strayer.edu to learn more.
Strayer University is certified to operate by CHEF.
Hey, this is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs, and I've got your lunch plan for today ready to go. Introducing Firehouse Subs' new $4.99 choice subs. Choose from a medium smoked turkey breast, Virginia honey ham, or USDA choice roast beef. Loaded up with your choice of fresh veggies. You can even spice your sub up thanks to Firehouse Subs' awesome selection of hot sauces. And remember, a part of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. So don't settle for just a sub. Grab a sub that helps make a difference. Plus, save time with the Firehouse Subs app or by ordering online at firehousesubs.com. Medium $4.99 choice subs. Grab yours to go today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, no substitutions. Participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
The Ram Labor Day sales event is here right now with great deals, and it's time to get to work. But you understand that hard work is about more than building something from wood or bricks. It's about building a reputation. Something that the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 prides itself on, too. With available premium leather and real wood accents. And the available 12-inch touchscreen is the largest in its class. Surround yourself with the things that are worthy of your reputation. So before it's too late, hurry into the Ram Labor Day sales event for a great deal and get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us. Right now, get $7,800 in total values on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab, equipped with premium lighting group package. And current competitive truck owners get an additional $1,000 bonus cash. Class based on light-duty pickups. Visit ramtrucks.com/apple for details. Total values include combined cash allowances and $2,300 Bighorn package value. No trade-in required. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends 9/4/18.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I wear something I grabbed off the floor if it passes the smell test.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Yeah, I've tasted dog food before. It really didn't taste that bad.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important. Like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
If I forget someone's name, I call them dude or man. And then avoid talking to them until I figure it out.
And not needed. But you should know GEICO has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So Tennessee, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Hurry into Kroger and save at the digital sale. Friday and Saturday only, select varieties of Johnsonville brats or Italian sausages are just $2.49 with plus card and digital coupon at Kroger.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Confuse me like you're supposed to, and I've said what to do about you. Sweet, leave it be.
joined now by Randy Cross, of course, longtime NFL player, member of the College Football Hall of Fame, now college football analyst for CBS Sports on Twitter at Randy Cross FB. He joins me now. Randy, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You're really good, man. Thanks.
I see you've been following. I can tell from your Twitter that you've been following this Urban Meyer thing, and you are not necessarily impressed by the Ohio State University's resolution of it.
No, not really. That school in Columbus, Ohio, has they found a new low. I thought the way they handled this whole, you know, abusing doctors thing over multiple years and burying that and pretending that didn't exist. They couldn't limbo under that one, but they found a way to make real people less of a priority.
Well, that's what was astounding to me. And the amazing thing is, apart from, like, I don't know, you tell me, why was Zach Smith kept on this staff?
But we're not surprised. I mean, nobody really is. It's about winning.
Right.
It's about, you know, if you think, you know, the swamp in D.C. is corrupt and your local governments are corrupt, what's that say about little things like college campuses and athletic departments that are making hundreds of millions of dollars? No one should be shocked when stuff like this happens and when priorities go completely out the windows. And yeah, if anything, these kind of things, I think, just have to serve to those of us that are parents and grandparents and that really give a few flips, that you got to hold people to higher standards, including yourself. And Urban's a guy that was preaching that recently. And, you know, now he, you know, maybe doesn't remember what game he's missing. Supposedly. So I don't know. It's I'd say it was disappointing, but it's not so much disappointing as completely unshocking.
Yeah, no, I think the fact that they kept him is not shocking at all. He's a very good football coach, and so there you go. He brings in lots of money, and that's not shocking at all. I was shocked.
Yeah, the only thing they didn't do is end the press conference with an explanation and say, hey, at least our guy didn't kill anybody.
Right. I will say I'm a little shocked that Urban Meyer, and it sort of such shows how out of touch I think they are. First of all, I was shocked that Urban Meyer, at the Big Ten media days, when he had been texted and told to address these issues, lied. So that's for a guy who's, it's all college football, the coaches always talk about preparation. That was a disaster. And then I thought last night's, apart from, I mean, what they decided to do, which was disgraceful, but then the way they presented it with a total lack of empathy for Courtney Smith and only apologizing to Buckeye Nation, again, I think Urban Meyer looked like he was totally out of touch and unaware of what this was about. Once again, a total lack of preparation for him. Even if you were going to decide on this disgraceful course, the way they presented it made it worse.
Yeah, how about, I'm sorry for what we're going through as a response.
Right.
It was that alone to me was just watching that saying, oh my God, are all of you that out of touch with reality, or were you so ill prepared for this and the fact that, hey, you know, the media might cover this. We might want to have our ducks in a row. Well, the ducks were, you know, it was like herding cats. They were running everywhere.
What do you think this will do? I believe that anything Urban Meyer accomplishes from now on, if he's holding up a trophy at the end of the season, that it won't be, woohoo, Ohio State won. It'll be, was this worth your integrity, Ohio State? Like, that will shoot.
Well, for starters, let's not use the word integrity and Urban Meyer in the same sentence. Because let's go back to the days at Florida. How did it end there? What was the problem there?
The problem was he wanted to spend more time with his family, Randy.
Yeah, and he went to work for ESPN the next day as a roaming correspondent.
The ESPN family.
You know, he had a heart issue.
Right.
You know, maybe that's what he's taking the medication for. But, you know, it's...
It's just frustrating, you know. And first thing I thought of when this whole thing happened was how many fantastic people and coaches there are in college football. I mean, there are thousands.
By the way, when you say that, we'll talk
about guys like this for hours.
When you say that, it's funny because there was a list that came out earlier this year about underrated coaches and overrated coaches, and I don't even necessarily mean coaching now. When you talk about the good people in college football, who are some of the people immediately who leap to the top of your mind?
Well, I've been kind of lucky, and I'm around an unusual program a lot, doing all the home games for Navy. But people should spend a lot more time studying the way that guys like Kenny Niumatalolo does business. And, you know, I think the longevity of the coaches on his staff speaks volumes to that. And there are plenty of examples. I'm invariably going to leave people out. That's the one guy that I think, to me, is what college football and the kind of person that college football. I played for a guy in Terry Donahue, who was unbelievable. And I was lucky. I mean, he recruited me out of high school. He was my offensive line coach. And he went on to coach at UCLA as a head coach for 20-something years. And he's in the College Football Hall of Fame and all that, and Dick Vermeil. So I was really, really lucky because I played for guys that were like that. I played for guys that were, you know, high character and stood for things and wouldn't negotiate them.
The problem is that the Navy, and obviously, you know, Memphis plays Navy again this year. One of the great scenes in college football is when, you know, here at the Liberty Bowl 2 years ago, whenever it was, when Navy and Memphis both go over to the Navy sideline, and there is a, it's just different. Like, it's, I think everyone understands that what we're doing here is football, and yet what these people are engaged in and what they have accepted as their responsibility is something much larger. And so it feels like that's a place where corners can't be cut and corners won't be cut. And yet it also feels, I hate to say this, totally like something like you can't replicate. Like, I mean, is it, can you replicate what you do at Navy or at Air Force or at the or at West Point? Can that can't be replicated, can it?
Can you really recruit in the sewer that is that business? You know, I think you can, but I think you have to. Certain things have to be non-negotiable, and you're gonna lose the fights against the guys that are gonna be handing people the bags of money, or that are gonna be giving the mystery jobs out that no one has to show up to, or, you know, all these different things that we hear about that come out, and it's really, really hard to do it when you're changing coaches every 2 or 3 years. And it's no fault of the program sometimes. It's not like they're firing coaches every couple of years. You know, sometimes you hire really good guys that get attacked by larger schools, you know, like happened with Memphis with Fuente. You know, so I think the longevity has got a lot to do with it. There's quite a few guys that I root for that I'm not going to mention. And the reason I root for them, it's because they are those good guys, but they are at a disadvantage because it's the guys that go tone deaf,
right,
that usually get the best results.
While we have you on the topic, how's Navy going to be this year? Big game for the University of Memphis coming to Navy for their second game of the season. How is Navy going to be this year? They're probably going to be good because that's what they are every year.
Yeah, well, their defense, I think, is going to be improved. You'll not know about many of them because they have graduated some kids, but I think as a group, they're a little bit bigger and a little bit faster and more athletic. On the offensive side, they're going to be a handful. They really are, and that surprises absolutely nobody. They are coming back. I mean, I'm leaving next Wednesday to go to Honolulu, and they're going to play at Hawaii the Saturday before on the 1st. Fly home, and they get back to, I guess they get back to Navy around Monday morning or something like that before. So they'll have a full week home, but it'll be a little time zone adjustment for them. I haven't seen too many programs take that sucker on as far as 6 hours of time changes. But I anticipate it's going to be a really, really strong game because I know Memphis's offense is going to be outstanding. I don't care who's in those positions. Last time I saw them, they were pretty deep and talented.
Right. Talking to Randy Cross. Of course, he's a member of the College Hall of Football Hall of Fame, and you can an analyst for CBS Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at Randy Cross FB. Before I let you go, a few NFL questions. Josh Rosen is a guy who obviously went to your alma mater, and one of the sort of fun things about pro football this year is all these young quarterbacks. It's Josh Allen, it's Baker Mayfield, it's Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold. Honestly, it's the return. It's the return of Deshaun Watson. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's what can Dak do now? There's a lot of fascinating quarterback questions here. Give me your thoughts on some of them. What do you think of Baker Mayfield, say?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of them. I wish for them a competent person in front of them so they can learn how to be an NFL quarterback without having to go through the orthopedic struggles that go with it as a rookie. But, you know, if you're going to play right away, you're going to play. And I think that's going to be the case for Baker. Now, not so much, you know, Josh in Buffalo or maybe even my guy Rosen in Arizona. They may get a chance to sit and watch some. But, you know, do you really want to be, what, the 31st or 32nd starting quarterback since 1999 for the Cleveland Browns if you're Baker Mayfield? You know, something about that sort of smells like to me. I want to see these guys get their stuff together. He'll want to be out there every second.
You believe in bringing him along slowly. If it were you, you would say, no, I'm not going to start this guy, any of them, game on.
Well, in an ideal world, yeah. But, you know, there isn't a single one of these coaches that is spending any money on a quarterback. There's not a single one of these coaches or GMs that money comes out of their account. So they're ultimately answerable to the people that own and run those teams. And when you start slapping that kind of cash down, you want returns and you want it fast. You think the kids are impatient. The adult with a billion-dollar toy is a lot more impatient.
The new tackling rule in the NFL, helmet, all that, is it going to cause the chaos that people are predicting?
Yeah, it kind of is now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And I hate this term, but I'll use it anyway. It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Because we're seeing it get called a lot. We're seeing it sort of changing from week to week. But the bottom line with all the outrage and all the crazy calls and everything else is that whole act of lowering your head, whether you're an offensive or defensive player, it's got to be gotten out of the game. And we got to find a way to do that. And I think ultimately that's the message this rule sends. And, you know, hopefully we can go a little ways towards doing that. But it's going to take a lot of training over a few years to get this to where they really want it.
And finally, played for you, the franchise for which you played for many years, Terrell Owens, had his own private Hall of Fame ceremony. What did you make of that?
It was a very TO thing to do. I think that the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, is kind of the ultimate fraternity. And you only get asked there once. You only have a chance to get inducted once. And you've got a hell of a stage once you're up there. And he missed a gigantic opportunity to speak or say whatever he really wanted to say because, I'll be honest, I had no clue the context of what he said at Chattanooga because he wasn't in Canton. Right. And I really didn't care once he wasn't in Canton.
Yeah. Randy, really appreciate your honest thoughts. Thank you very much. We hope to have you back. Thanks, Randy.
No problem at all. Yep.
That is Randy Cross from CBS. He did not exactly hold back, did he?
No, and it's kind of refreshing because he's in a position where...
He covers college football.
Yes.
he covers college football. And so people who covered college football often will let's make this clear. TV people, national TV people who cover college football will often mince words on this. There's no one out there who covers college football who thinks this is anything other than disgraceful. And that's whether it's Dan Wetzel or Pat Forty or Dan Wolkin or Clay Travis or like anyone who literally there's unanimity that this is. But TV people sometimes. Well, they protect coaches, right? That's what they do. They protect coaches. The problem is that this is just America, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's happening here. College football has the money. The money is pouring in.
And there's no oversight. That's the bigger issue. There's nothing.
There's nothing at all. But it's also, I mean, this is no different than who has the money in any political deal. It's just, we talk about in. Yeah, it's just
like this would be the question.
Always going to happen because college football has the money, and because he generates the money.
Do you think if, say, for instance, say it's Hugh Jackson, and one of the assistant coaches on Hugh Jackson's staff was accused of all of these things, does Hugh Jackson have a job today?
No, Belichick. But he's not Hugh Jackson. The question is Belichick. Does Belichick have a job today?
Well, the question's, I think, Pete Carroll. Don't you? To me, it seems like Pete Carroll would be like the best.
Pete's kind of on the way down, so I'm not sure it'd be Pete Carroll. I'm talking about a gold-plated coach, and I don't know if there's one. The only gold-plated coach right now in NFL is Bill Belichick.
Right.
Bill Belichick wouldn't be fired for this. No, of course not. He would not be
Mike
for
Tomlin?
Because the owner, I don't know, but Mike Tomlin, again, he's on the way down. I actually don't know who would be fired for this. I don't think those guys would be fired for this. The NFL doesn't have the ability to fire people. The NFL doesn't have the ability to fire people. They have the ability to suspend people. And I don't know what the rules are for the NFL and suspending people. Here's the real problem is that we don't actually demand that people do it the right way.
No, we just demand they win.
We demand that they win. And I demand that they win. And so there are some things, though, that are so heinous, and I think domestic abuse is one of them, that there are lines that are crossed. Let's just take Jeffrey Simmons, for example.
Yep.
Okay? Jeffrey Simmons, great football player, coming out of high school. He was in a video shown slugging a woman, right? Mm-hmm. And Mississippi State took a chance on him,
mm-hmm.
admitted him, whatever. And he is now, if you look at any any draft board, he is a
bonafide first rounder.
Bonafide first rounder. Total stud. There is not a Mississippi State fan, and I'm not singing out Mississippi State fans. There is not a Mississippi State fan that is not happy that they took a shot at Jeffrey Simmons. Period. The end.
Two of my best friends are like one of my buddies quit going to games for a year.
Not many. No, I don't notice attendance has been dropping off at Mississippi State.
No, but I do.
Okay, so there's three. There's three Mississippi
four,
State
maybe
fans.
Maybe four.
There's three Mississippi State fans.
Perhaps five.
And now it's funny. Some people will say, well, how then do you explain Tubby Smith? You guys smashed Tubby Smith for quote unquote doing it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't. I smashed Tubby Smith for losing.
Yes.
For not winning, for not recruiting at mm-hmm. a high level. Here's what I want. And here's what everybody demands. I want winning. I want high level recruiting. Mm-hmm. I want success. Mm-hmm. I want excitement.
Uh-huh.
I want media accessibility.
Uh-huh.
I want all of that positive PR.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to do it the right way.
Yeah. Other than that, we're good.
But no, it doesn't exclude. Listen, I don't care if you do it the right way and stink.
Yeah.
That doesn't do it. Do it the right way and be successful. And actually, it is a luxury at Navy because at Navy, they have different standards. They just uh-huh. do. Like at Navy, they have different standards. And thank heaven they uphold them. Anyway.
By the way, how great was that story yesterday that Gary told about the mid-major coach that was so happy? Yeah.
We'll review it when we get back. We got to take a break. Gary told a tremendous mid-major coach story about a mid-major coach involving Memphis basketball. We'll talk about that when we get back. Chris Harrington will join us when we get back. Also, Doc Holliday will join us. We got to take a break. It's Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hobos, heroes, street corner clowns. Don't miss Parrish in Easterwood. Uncensored, live without a delay button at The Bluff on Highland. Friday night, September 28th at 6 p.m. Get your tickets now at 92.9ESPN.com. One night only with Gary Parrish and Keith Easterwood. Telling grassroots hoop stories and more. Tickets at 92.9ESPN.com. Rep your hood.
It's my time. I'm ready.
Roll on, roll on, roll on, sister, roll on, roll on.
We the undeniable, royalty indefinable. Don't need the perfect day for my victory to be had. The rain is just clearing my path. We roll on. Roll on.
Ford knows that your vehicle is a reflection of you. So they design beautifully innovative, stylish cars like the Explorer, Escape, and Fusion to make your journey safer, smarter, and more dynamic. Ford, born to roll. Roll on, roll on, roll on, system, roll on, roll on. I grab my destiny and I go. I shine, I grind, I roll, I go. Learn more at IamBornToRoll.com.
Does your small business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others? Nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get 75 megabit internet from Comcast Business for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you get two voice mobility lines. Offer ends 9/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. 2 year term required. Early termination fee applies. Requires subscription to 2 Comcast Business voice mobility lines at additional regular monthly rates. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FL EF 0000279. TN ACL 2006. AZROC 307346. CACSLB 1028256. ORCCB 199939. Call for details.
Divorce is a serious thing. To the extent that you can save your marriage, you should. No one knows that better than the attorneys at Cordell & Cordell.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
As many of you know, we represent men in domestic relations cases. And most of our clients are captive to a process they didn't choose. If they could have, they would have saved their marriage. But their wives told them they want out. Suddenly at issue are the assets they've been a lifetime accumulating. What's more important, their role in their children's lives. If you're confronted with a marriage you can't save, we hope that you'll consider Cordell & Cordell.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell & Cordell, 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Academy Sports and Outdoors is throwing a college football kickoff on Saturday, August 25th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy food, hot deals, plus gift card giveaways and more. See you Saturday at Academy Sports and Outdoors, 7926 Giacosa Place at Wolf Chase.
Bartlett Small Engines is the Mid-South's premier outdoor power equipment store when it comes to mowers, blowers, trimmers, edgers, chainsaws, safety equipment, accessories, parts, service, and more. They're your go-to spot, serving both commercial and residential customers through the tri-state area since 1970. They're a full-service power equipment dealer, and they offer expert service on almost all brands, not just the ones they carry. Located at 6780 Summer Avenue, call 386-9779 or visit BartlettSmallEngines.com. That's BartlettSmallEngines.com.
Just like last year, you could score a refund on your entire purchase at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You got to get involved in our Perfect Pick'em Contest, see a store, or go online for complete rules and details. The Perfect Pick'em Contest at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Enjoy the best of Chef Kelly English with today's Perks Deal. Half off $25 gift certificates to the second line. Complete with Memphis-inspired New Orleans favorites. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You're looking up, having breakfast one day. You look up across the way and you see a crack in your wall. You're like, oh no, Martha, there's a crack in our wall. Floors are sinking or sloping a little bit. You think about, well, maybe this is just settling. Maybe this is what floors do. They sink or slope just a little bit. That's possible. But it could be the signs of a foundation problem. And if you have a foundation problem, you should get it looked at because it could be a serious problem. And that means you need to get in touch with the Redeemers Group, local companies serving Memphis and the Mid-South for more than a decade. Here's what they do. Foundation repair of any sort. Crawl space repair. Basement waterproofing. You got water in your basement? Call them. Concrete leveling. All you have to do is call them at 541-8765, 541-8765. They'll send an expert out to your home at no cost to you at all. They're not going to say, oh, yeah, it's $150, and $150 can be applied to the project if you proceed. No, 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 that's extortion. They're going to give you an estimate, and if you want to proceed, you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, and you get $50 off the repair project. If you don't want to proceed for any reason at all, just say no thanks, and you will not owe them a single penny. Really, no reason not to do this. No reason not to get that crack in the wall checked out. No downside in calling. Could be a huge downside. I'll be honest, I'm waiting. So call Redeemers Group, 541-876-5541-875, or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. Story that Gary Parrish told yesterday was, this was when we were reveling in the Penny Hardaway press conference, and how, thank you, and how it struck me that Penny is totally unlike coaches. Coaches basically operate out of fear.
Yep.
They, and that's why they
minus
say,
Urban Meyer.
What?
Minus Urban Meyer.
And that's why they say things like, it's going to take us a few years to get it turned around.
Yep.
Or
set that bar low.
It's why they schedule weak schedules. It's why they would never say they would never say they have to make the NCAA tournament or they're going to win a national championship or that they're going to have a top whatever recruiting class or because they don't want to do anything to raise anyone's expectations ever and they don't want to make anything harder for them. So they want to stack wins against easy opponents, basically, as easy as they can get away with, and they want to keep expectations as low for as long as they can and then they'll survive for as
Jeff,
long as
the schedule's the schedule. We can't do anything about it.
Schedule's the schedule. We can't do anything about it. So, and Penny's just like completely, he does not operate out of fear. He operates out of a absolute conviction that he's going to get this done and an absolute conviction about what Memphis basketball should be, that it should look like exactly what it looked like when he was here. That's where it comes from. It's take the period where he was here, and that's his, like, well, why don't we look like that? That's what it should look like. It should look like huge crowds. It should look like throngs following us on the road. It should look like number one players in the country, like I was, Penny says, deciding to go to the University of Memphis and loving it. It should look like going to the NCAA tournament. It should look like having a chance to go deep in the NCAA tournament. That's what Memphis basketball. And so he just says it. He just states it. And he doesn't care if it's raising expectations. He wants to raise expectations because he thinks expectations have been too low for too long. And so it's really remarkable to watch him do this. But in the course of talking about this, Gary told a story about a mid-major coach who was thrilled that Penny had gotten the job. And he wasn't thrilled because he was happy for the University of Memphis or he was happy for Penny or any reason at all. He was thrilled because he was tired of recruiting against the University of Memphis for mid-major players.
Just unbelievable. What are they doing in this gym? That was my favorite line. He goes, what are they doing here?
What are they? He's in a junior college gym recruiting mid-level players, and there's the University of Memphis sitting over, and he's like, what in the world? It would be like being in a bar, like just a hole-in-the-wall bar in Memphis, right? When you like, you're trying to make up some conversation, and Leonardo DiCaprio's sitting there next to you.
What are you doing here?
You're supposed to be in L.A.
This is why we live in flyover country.
This is my territory here. This is where I'm just hoping against hope.
You don't care about these women.
You don't. Yeah. This is preposterous. What are you doing? There's supermodels out there for you to pursue.
And don't you have another island?
Right.
Another 40 for 40?
So this is the wrong place for you to be. And so literally Memphis was recruiting against mid-level players, and the guy was thrilled that he would no longer have to beat out mid-level players for recruits. It was absolutely fantastic. It says it all, man. It says it all about where we were. Okay. Chris Harrington's going to join me next. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
It's the Labor Day sale at Mattress Firm. Brecken from Maryland told us she loved the value she got with the adjustable base. And now you can see for yourself why customers like Brecken are raving about our deals. Get a free adjustable base with your qualifying mattress purchase, up to a $699 value free. Or for a limited time, get a king mattress for the price of a queen and a queen for a twin. Plus, every bed is on sale with savings of up to $600. Hurry in. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. Valid participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
No matter what the weather is like, once we start talking about football, fall is really on its way, and almost as importantly, that means tailgate season is starting. So there is no excuse, not one in the world, to not dust off the grill and get after it. And there's no better way to enjoy game days or holidays than with prime hand-cut steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. You know Folks Folly. It's the original Memphis Steakhouse. They serve incredible steaks every night. Been doing it for a long, long time, but guess what? You can take home those very same steaks along with ground sirloin, shrimp, lamb chops, sandwiches, pimento cheese, fresh vegetables, everything you could possibly need for a fabulous cookout or tailgate. It's all available at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop right next door to Folks Folly. And if you live outside of Memphis or you happen to lose a bet to somebody outside of Memphis, Humphrey's can ship overnight anywhere in the country. So stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall or online.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.